The registration happens tomorrow, 10 o'clock. It starts here at the top of the tower. The people from the Anthony Nolan Trust will be here from 10 till 2. We would absolutely love you to come along and to sign up to the register. All you need to do is have a little sample of blood taken, a teaspoon, that's it. And they'll test your tissue type and see if you're suitable to go on the register. Just to drive home the point, how important it is for many people, adults, but also children. Joining us on the line right now is Mark Caswell. Mark is a consultant paediatric haematologist, and he is from Alderhay, the children's hospital that we are so very proud of in the city. Good morning to you, Mark.
Morning, Kim.
Morning. It's great of you to join us this morning, Mark. Let's cut to the chase. You're on the front line. You're there at Alderhay. You're working alongside a team of people who are trying to save many, many children. And you need bone marrow to do the transplants that you've been overseeing for 13 years, don't you?
Yes, that's the critical part of the care for these children. Well, some of them have had leukemia or other cancers. Some of them have had bone marrow failure problems. But the only option for them with a chance for cure is to have a bone marrow transplant. And unfortunately, only about a third of children or young people are able to get a donor from their family, which is usually the best choice. And so we're critically reliant on the registries to be able to provide donors for the other two-thirds of cases. And through the Anthony Nolan, we've been very successful in finding donors, both from within the UK, but also internationally as well, from really around the world for our patients, and that works through Anthony Nolan as well. But they're always needing new donors because people get older and they fall off the register and they're not eligible or not available at times in the future. And so they're always needing more and more donors to come forward to be able to really give the gift of life, which is what it truly is. It sounds a bit trite, but it actually is that for these young people and children. And it's such a critically important thing for people to be able to do that.
Mark, I admire you hugely. I don't know how you do the job that you do. How is it when you're talking to parents and to children who are waiting for a transplant? Do parents understand the almost lottery that the Anthony Nolan Trust is currently, because there just isn't enough people registered?
Well, that's right. It's a very difficult time for parents because you've explained to them why it's so important that they need a bone marrow donor for a transplant. And then they go through sometimes a very long period. And in Faye's case, it was over a number of months that it took to be able to actually find a donor. And the more people who are on the register, the better chance there is to be able to find donors quicker and at a more time that makes a much better difference for the children as well.
And you can't understand, you try and put yourself in that parent's position where you're told that your child, if they don't have a bone marrow donation, if they don't have a bone marrow transplant, their chances of survival are slim, if not nil. And as a parent, you want to step in and help, and to then be told that your bone marrow isn't a match and all of that control is taken out of your hands and put into the hands of a group of strangers, it must be the most terrifying time of a parent's life.
Oh, yes, it's hugely stressful for them. And I think that's, again, why we've been so lucky to have an organisation such as Anthony Nolan that is able to provide marrow for so many of our patients. But it's always a very difficult time for them. And knowing how important it is for those children as a real life or death issue, it's really critical to get as many people on the registry as possible.
We're holding a registration session here tomorrow. We've been asking people all week to come along. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. And we're asking people to sign up for Faye. Phil and I met her. She was an inspirational young lady, a wonderful girl, and our hearts go out to Karen and Chris, who sadly lost Faye after she had a bone marrow transplant. How important is it that for people listening right now to just take some time out tomorrow to come up to the top of the tower and just give that little teaspoon of blood?
It really could be, it might mean everything to the children who need transplants, who need a bone marrow donor. And for the people who do act as bone marrow donors, they almost always find this such a positive experience for themselves. It really is a question of giving life back to children who really have no prospect if they don't have the bone marrow transplant. So it's a massively positive thing for donors to be able to do that, as well as for the families and the children involved as well.
And just think that you could be working alongside a child now who needs a transplant that tomorrow we might be able to find a match for.
That's right. As soon as you get people on the registry and the tests are done, then it just increases those chances all the time. I think as well as everybody getting involved, particularly if people can come from the minority communities as well, black and minority ethnic communities, that they're not as well represented on the panels, and that would make a big, big difference for quite a number of patients who it's much more difficult to find donors for as well.
Well, Mark, we hope that we can help make your job a little bit easier and help just some of the children that you work with on a daily basis. Mark Caswell from Alderhay Hospital, thanks very much for joining us this morning. There you go. You heard it almost from the horse's mouth, didn't you? That's how important it is. You come tomorrow, you put yourself on the register, and just think, in the next weeks, days, months, years, you could save a child's life. Please do join us tomorrow, 10 till 2, up the tower. Sign up for Faye.
For further information and to sign up for Faye, log on to citytalk.fm today. The voice of Liverpool. City Talk 105.9.